How could I have done my back in and it's not even breakfast yet? Easy. Crappy customer service from a company called Furniture Barn. Furniture-barn.co.uk. Put it in your browser. Set it to block this site. Don't go there and accidentally get shoddy service like I have this morning. I don't know what it is with the installation of my garden office. If I do stuff myself, everything's fine. If I go to very local tradespeople, everything's fine. As soon as I go to the big internet-y companies, it's just shoddy, shoddy, shoddy all the way. Three fails from Furniture Barn today. Number one, I stipulated, please, can you deliver in the afternoon? Not when I'm fast asleep at 6:30 in the morning. I didn't actually say, don't do it when I'm fast asleep at 6:30 in the morning, because who on earth in their right mind would deliver loads of furniture at 6:30 in the morning when people are fast asleep? Knock, 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 there is at the window. I'm dreaming this, aren't I? I'm dreaming, I'm staying asleep. Knock, 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 there is again. Oh my God, it's not only in my dream, it's also in reality. I go downstairs and there's a tired guy there having desperately tried to lug some very pieces of furniture out of the back of a small van. Then how he got them in there for starters. And I'm thinking, right, great. Then I hear the crying of a small boy upstairs. Okay, thanks a lot for that. And he's very apologetic and it's not his fault. I says, I thought you were going to call. Yeah, your phone number had a digit missing. And I remember specifically, after I told them, please, Furniture Barn, deliver in the afternoon. They've delivered in the morning. And I said, here's my phone number. It's a bit of a weird one. I'll write it down for you. Please give it correctly to the driver so he can get through, because I won't be able to hear my home number when I'm in the bottom of the garden. And it is the bottom of the garden, so I'm paying for two-person delivery, okay? It's a bit of a windy path down there. Nightmare for one. It will need two people. So here's some money for a two-person delivery. That's the third fail. They sent one guy on his own, and so I have to put my back out before breakfast. Rant over. Local people, local servicemen with their own businesses doing fantastically. The big internet companies, the people that supplied this shed I'm sat in right now, and Furniture Barn fail. You just can't get the service nowadays, can you? Whatever happened to customer service? I'm going to have a coffee and, oh God, I've just seen the neighbour getting dressed through their window. That's not a pretty sight. I need a coffee not only to clean my eyeballs in, but to buzz away this back pain I sustained from helping to lug heavy furniture down the bottom of my garden because of a fail from Furniture Barn. Beware the bargains. They're not bargains. You pay for it in pain.